Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
You ready?
Go! ESPN 97.5. KFNC. Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gao Media Station. Is The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5 and Sportsmap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. We're here till 9:30. Raheel joins us at 9. Take you right into Charlie Polillo, where you actually learn something right here on ESPN 97.5. There's a lot of stuff to talk about today. A lot of interesting stuff. Who's Stan Lee, and why am I hearing about Stan Lee all the time?
Oh, my God.
Who is
he? I'm not a comic book nerd, but I know.
I never heard of him before today.
You're just saying.
I swear to God.
You think Dell's going to start crying.
No. Dell was crying this morning when I got here. He was in there whimpering.
Stan Lee is a really big deal. Spider-Man.
Never heard
Hulk,
of him.
Hulk, right? Stan Lee's Hulk too, right? All of Marvel.
No, see.
DC, which one? Is DC.
He's which one?
He's Marvel.
Marvel?
But that's Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man.
Iron Man.
You know, all those movies that make billions of dollars.
Never heard of him.
No, but I mean, when I was a kid, I knew him from reading comic
John
books.
John came in here and goes, F. Stan Lee. I was like, what?
Wow. That man's dead.
Yeah,
but he was 95.
That's how we honor a 95-year-old
95.
Who changed the way movies are made, where you have to watch comic books on movies all the time.
Oh, because he made a bunch of cartoons. Stop. Who cares?
What about billions of dollars?
Let's start caring about Hanna-Barbera. Okay, whatever his name is.
People used to. They don't anymore, but they used to.
I went to school with Lane Barbera, his granddaughter at Tulane.
No way.
Yeah, and she was like, we had weird people. One guy lived down the street, five houses down from John Gotti. That was like, to me, that was a big deal at school. Like,
oh, yeah.
You live by John Gotti, Chaffetz Street, New Jersey. Like, I bet. Rob Pirano, or maybe it's New York. Then it was Lane Barbera was the daughter of, and then Telly Savalas's, son or daughter went there. Remember Kojak?
Yeah.
It's just kind of weird.
He was the first white bald guy that was cool. Yeah. Well, he and...
Not Yul Brynner.
Yul Brynner.
Was he cool?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he
I
was.
Don't, I don't know.
Bet, oh, you don't think Yul Brynner...
I didn't watch. Yeah,
you
he
don't
was
think
Westerns
Yul Brynner
like
we got... Oh.
I don't. I mean, I just
the
don't
King
know
and
that
I?
Much. You know who pulls... You know white guy who... Well, now we're off the rails. It doesn't matter.
What do you mean who, now we're off the rails?
Well, you know white guys who pull off bald head pretty good? One of them was... One of the best ones is Bruce Willis. Bruce yeah. Willis went from thinning hair to bald head, and he really... Really pulled it off. I contemplate this all the time. Like, well, like when am I? Like, how is this process going to work? Am I going to come down to shorter hair, like real cut down short, you know, and then eventually try the bald? Or how's it? Like, how am
you
I going to try?
You see,
it?
You know, I don't know that.
I think I have a pretty good head. The girl who cuts my hair said she said yeah you have a you have she said you have a head that will work for sure, and I said okay. I might. She said, your face is longer, so you have a chance to pull it off. But you might want to have a beard. And I'm like, I don't know. The beard gets speckles of gray. I don't know if I'm doing the beard or not. She said, you could do goatee, but I don't recommend goatee for anyone. I was like, I'm not doing
goatee. Was she hot?
I mean, she's
then
like...
Then you take her opinion into consideration.
She's all right. I take her consideration, her opinion into consideration regardless, John. But
oh.
I do think about this on a semi-weekly basis.
It's less valid if she's not hot.
She's not.
Right? Well, I mean, clearly anyone's right. opinions if they're well, not hot.
That's right.
According to John.
I know most of us listen to women under protest. But we definitely are going to listen if they're not attractive.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
That's what you're saying?
I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying.
I listen to her all the time because I feel like she knows the hair game. So she's like, that would work. Or no,
fine.
I wouldn't do that or whatever. Yeah. So yeah, I do trust her. Now, my wife, I have to, you know, deal with her.
Well, there are consequences.
And she's like, there's always consequences. So I'll throw it out there. And she has never gotten to the place where she says, oh, yeah, you should try that. I think it'll look good.
Yeah, but
at no point has that ever come out.
My wife said that. I look like Stuart Sink. I'm too dark, and then I'd have a white head.
Well,
you
stop wearing a hat when you play golf.
We'll see. Have you ever seen Stuart Sink head?
I don't even remember what Stuart Sink. If Stuart Sink was on a lineup of two, I wouldn't be able to pick him out.
Yeah, Stuart Sink, a golfer. He's,
I know. I remember. I know the name. I don't know what he looks like.
That, see that head?
Oh, good.
Isn't that terrible? It's so white, and he's dark. It looks like he's just got a giant white.
The one above is better.
Yeah, but this one is just horrific.
Yeah, that's
so. Bad. That's what I'm afraid would happen. Yeah. You're right, but I'm not
black
doing all
guys
that.
Are so lucky.
Yeah, black guys are lucky.
Like,
y'all are. you can do bald head.
Okay.
White guy can't do bald head.
Now, wait a minute.
You end up looking like
now,
Nick.
Now,
you gotta,
Shane.
You got to finish the sentence.
Shane Battier.
You can't just say black guys are so lucky.
Oh, you're lucky. Everything now you guys get. We take all the L's now. White guys.
Just a bunch of
are you sure?
Series of losses for
because we got a story later about a black guy taking an L for
I've
no
I've got
reason.
A story about a black guy with a win. How about this? Vaughn Miller, and they've got an Uber driver. I mean, not Uber driver. He's in an Uber, and his girlfriend is reaching under his shorts, just fondling him the whole time.
Vaughn Miller?
Yeah.
Well, you mean that doesn't
happen?
Is that
an L?
That doesn't happen to white guys?
I mean...
That's not a... That's
it's
not,
happened to me before.
What are you talking about?
Well,
but,
whoa. In
but
an Uber?
Not, I don't know
in
that I
Uber?
Want that to happen in an Uber. Do you know what? Okay, look. Y'all need... Hold on. If you have kids in the car, I really need you to just go away for a little, just a little bit. I'm just going to tell one
minute.
Quick
Whoa,
story.
Wow.
This one I shouldn't tell, but I feel like I need to tell it now before I know for a fact the kids are in school. Okay? So this is on you. Ready? 3, 2, 1. So one time when I was in, this is like the mid-90s. I was in my early 20s, and I was driving a car. We were coming back from... like a club in Houston, and there were two people, a boyfriend, girlfriend in the back of the car, and I'm driving, and no one else is in the front seat, and all of a sudden, you know, I mean, I don't even know, we were talking, and before you know it, I just noticed that it was a lot like the tagline of your Coors Lights.
Oh, climbing on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess the mountains were blue.
What? The mountains are blue. Because as
I'm driving, and I'm like, can I get arrested for this? I was thinking, is this the bank bus? What am I? Is there something? Like, can I? If anyone pulls me over, and there's no recordings or anything like that going, am I? I can do that legally, right? I'm just driving a car. I got my seatbelt on. Whatever's going on in the back seat, like I, and that's not open container per se.
No,
right? Is this legal? Like that's legal?
That's, I think I get, that's fine.
I can't get fined for somebody.
Well, has that ever happened to you when you were driving and the mountains were blue?
I'm not talking.
And the
about
mountains
that.
Were blue.
Now that could be a
problem. I think for the police. Who cares, though? Who cares what they think?
Is that
think?
Your wife saying, stop talking about this, Lance?
That's probably it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's your wife.
That's the wife.
That's your wife.
That's just her. Yep. It's okay. This segment's over. So what's going on with Carmelo?
How's Mello doing?
What's
he doing
now?
No, what now, Mello? Now this whole Stan Lee thing.
Now the show's not fun anymore.
Yeah, that just got not fun. I'll tell you what, because you are here at the beginning of the show, and you had to put up with that. Okay,
yeah. This is a good
How
idea.
About this? The Houstonian staycation.
Don't tell them when, though.
No. I'm gonna, later in the show, we are going to be giving you the word, and the word is Stan Lee. Okay? No, we're actually just going to say, you have to know the word. When we tell you later in the show, you're going to call in, and you're going to say, Stan Lee.
Stan Lee Stan is the Lee. Name. Not the word so much as the name.
As the name, yeah. Stan Lee. Okay, Stanley. That's what you're going to say when we say, all right, call in and give us the word of the day. And here's the deal. Friday and Saturday night, deluxe hotel accommodations at the Houstonian. If you've never stayed there, it is, especially at Christmas, this is a great, great gift for Christmas.
Can I tell you that it's just a good, my wife and I one time went just to get away from the kids. We sat, we went to the restaurant when it was the Olivet. Now it's Tribute. Which I think is a step even above.
Oh, yeah, it's better.
We stayed in the room and, like, watched movies and did things.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. Right. And then we went down to see, to Post Oak and saw our friend Sean Beck and had some drinks there. But it's self-contained. It's great.
Awesome.
You really feel like you're away from the city because it's on these grounds.
And yet it's right here. That's the best thing about it.
Back to the house if we wanted to right away, which. You
know, yes. Which includes breakfast in bed on Saturday morning, dinner at Tribute, two tickets to the Merry Mansions bus tour by Mr. McKinney. It's awesome. Complimentary use of the gym, tennis courts, heated pools, over 200 fitness classes. Know the secret word. Each day you could win. Now today, if you win, you win a NBA K9, I think it's 2K19 Xbox One game.
Yep.
So that's what you win, and then you're entered into the staycation
drawing,
yep. Which is going to be December 3rd.
So you're not winning it here. You win a spot into the drawing.
You win a spot into the drawing and NBA 2K19 Xbox One. So
you get that.
There you go. So we got that going on. So there you go. The word of the day is Stan Lee.
Holler at your boy if you want to donate that for the Zerline kids.
What?
Yeah. You don't have an Xbox.
You just got another Xbox controller to play video games here.
I got it for my tape system, and unfortunately, my tape system said, we cannot install this because your computer is so old. It only works on Windows 10, dummy. No one even uses Windows 7. Yeah. Tell the NFL to update it. It basically told me that, so.
Well.
They get all fussy every time they see an Xbox controller. They try to break my balls about this. I got to use it for my tape, and they think I'm playing FIFA all the time.
You're playing Partida. He's going to be Real. You're going to be PSG. But that's a conversation for another day because we got Jimbo coming.
Oh, Jimbo's
next.
Coming.
Jimbo's
up.
Coming your way next, right here on ESPN 97.5. I got to talk about Jeff Aronoff right now. Jeff Aronoff is awesome. Okay, he's not a superhero, but he might as well be because he can change the way he. How about this? That's a superhero trait, isn't it? Where you can change the form of granite or marble, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can install entire countertops and vanities.
In a single bound?
In one fell swoop. Anyway, I don't know in a single bound, but I certainly do know this. If you want to change your outdoor kitchen, Done. If you want to change your countertops, done. Vanity, done. What I need you to do is call Jeff Aronoff and let's go. Jeff Aronoff is ready to do all of these things for you at 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. Jeff Aronoff comes to your house. He takes care of business for you right now at 713-880-2822. He gives you 25% off right now at Jeff Aronoff's Absolute Marble and Granite. You want to do all this stuff? Give him a call.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
How about them Aggs taking care of business 38-24 over Ole Miss? And you heard it right here on ESPN 97.5. Their head coach, Jimbo Fisher, joins us as he does every week right here on the show. Coach, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Great. How are you guys doing
tomorrow? Well, not as well as you. Way to run. Coach, talk about running the football in the second half. You ran it down their throats.
Oh, Larry Zierlein called. He's like, well, when you have Jimbo on, tell him that's good football right there, what they did there in the second half. Just love seeing what his offensive line was doing with Jim Turner. So he was all excited, Coach, about the running game. He was all excited.
Well, it is. And we ran the stretch in the inside zone, which he loves.
Yep, yeah, he loves it.
But it was good. And, you know, the first half, they caused some problems. They got some things. We missed a couple blocks here and there on things and just didn't get things squirted in the right areas. And in the second half, we got things ironed out, got control of the game, hit the correct passes. I mean, we had the two, like I say, Kellen played that game. He had the two critical turnovers, which we missed a block on the goal line, which was one that was disappointing on that. We missed a block, but he still shouldn't fumble the football. We got miscommunicated between our two tight ends. Both of them should have blocked down. And then, but we ran it, controlled it. We're really good on third down. We got touchdowns in the red zone. And then in the last 4 minutes, getting the big run to be able to run it out at the end, which is very critical. And, you know, as you know, you can control the line of scrimmage, you know, you're a lot better off. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, and you're controlling the ball, Coach. A lot of people probably don't know. You guys are leading the conference in time of possession. You're running the ball well, and you're stopping the run.
Exactly, which is the first two things of being able to establish your program. I thought Mike did an unbelievable job on defense because their receivers are good, and we had to get light in the box sometimes because we didn't want to be exposed in all the one-on-ones down the field. And you know, they made a couple great contested catches and made some plays, but where our defense was good again, they did a great job in the red zone of forcing a couple field goals, and we got a missed field goal out of it once, which was critical. And then we were really good on third down. And I think we were 7-12 on offense of converting, and they only got 1 of 11 for a team that throws the ball as skilled as they were. That was huge in the game, getting them off the field, and we kind of combined those things. But the key was being able to stop the run. They got a couple runs a couple times because we had to get light in the box, really light, and their back was actually the third leading rusher in the league. And then, was able to, you know, convert, steal back, and make enough plays up front, and did a great job in that area too.
Yeah, you know, so you talked earlier in the season. So we went out there and we saw you guys. We interviewed you, obviously, but also Travion. And one of the things he talked about was getting bigger and stronger this year. And he was excited about running more inside zone and stretch plays from on top. So that he just said it's just such a better, you know, your vantage point, your eyesight. From being being a dot or being in a pistol or whatever, but you know, just that spot as opposed to everything coming out of the offset and everything's a sweep. He was really excited about it, and he said, you know, I don't worry about my courage between the tackles. I'm not afraid to, you know, to take it in there. I want you to, can you talk about his? He ran 31 times. That's a dominant effort. Can you talk about his will as a runner? And his ability to make that switch into what you do and to beef up and, you know, elevate his game this year?
Well, I think the big thing that he has, and his great, maybe that's his greatest quote, I think it's his overall competitiveness and toughness and ability to do what he has to do to be successful. And he works out. I mean, he's a relentless weight room guy. So his body, even though he's not 225 pounds, is still very hard, very, very sharp. And what he does his vision down. He keeps downhill. He runs with good pace and he just doesn't run out of control. Understands his cut, jump cuts, gets his pad level, sees the first read and gets vertical and gets north south. You know, a bunch, and you know he has that knack of, you don't ever really catch him. Sometimes in there, just the crazy hits. He can get that near leg, near shoulder, and get to a power angle and take on shots and get to the edge of you, and it doesn't get it. And then, of course, he's a great competitive, tough guy. And like he says, he does. He says, I love being in the eye where I can see everything.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the things just from writing these running backs up over the last 6 years, of course, studying, you know, under the Alex Gibbs system and a lot of the zone stuff and stretch things. I've done that for years and years. But it's really, with running backs, it really is about vision and a feel for run game development. Some of that comes with just having a feel for spatial relationships and trusting your offensive line that what's happening in front of you is yep. going to be executed and finished, and that you can't get away from the rush track. You got to have a faith and a belief in the guys up front, and then you got to have, you know, the courage to say stick it and go, and don't and let those guys do their job as you're headed downhill.
Hey, well, and I say like you say, and then the intelligence to know, okay. It's an Okie front. It's a three-down front. This is how they're going to block it.
Exactly.
Right, this is a stack front. This is an over front. So these are how the blocks are going to line up. And they almost can anticipate the cuts before yep. they make them when you get with them, or at least where they should be. And their eye, and the big thing I tell them, and I think it's critical in all great backs, their eyes stay very disciplined. They're not all over the place, and they're at the right spot where they can see that, where they know where the junction point's going to be on the cut, and they can get north-south, do those things, and how they got to play. You know, it's funny, Marcus Allen came and talked to our team and talked and challenged him about finishing runs every day in practice, sprinting 50 yards down the field. Marcus Allen said, I knew what everybody did on every play up front by the front and how it was going to be blocked. And he said, that's why I was able to be a great back. I could, you know, he said, I wasn't the fastest or the biggest. And as you know this from the back, Trayvon in a weird way is like Freeman. Sometimes your fastest guys ain't always your best back. If being able to those 10 and 15, 20 yard acceleration points,
yep.
you may not run away for 80 yards, but Trayvon has a lot of long runs. I don't mean that. But those guys that can be patient like that and be in transition in that quickness and burst in the right areas and get through those holes.
Give me burst and vision over speed and power any day.
You're exactly right.
Jimbo Fisher with us on ESPN 97.5. Let's talk about Kellen and Coach and your faith in him, because he had a fumble and a big situation yep. there, and then the pick, and you know, and last week that was tough with the Auburn, that pick too. But you sticking with him, and how as a coach can you help him cut down on those turnovers?
Well, here's the thing: you go grade the film. He had three bad throws in the game. He missed a slant early. He had those two plays. He graded at 93%. And he was great on third down. And last week we got the pick. But guy, we got to make sure we're getting open in the secondary too, in the thing. And to be able to come back, he just had his elbow too low and had an elbow out, got the ball knocked down the goal line, and we missed a block at the point of attack. I mean, we missed a point blank, which still shouldn't be fumbled. And the other is a trick play, which we said their corner could lap over, and he held the ball just a hair second too long. But I watched the game. He's controlling the game. The 2 minute drive before the game, he played great in the first half. The second half after that, he's near perfect.
Mm-hmm.
There's one other throw later on he didn't. He was 60-some percent, and the throw he made on the fade on the 10-yard line to come back out. And I'm going to tell you, the best throw of the game was, you can think about it, the next drive after that, we're second and eight. We throw a ball. We drop a drag route for a first down and go third and nine. And we run a full-out blitz, and he throws a dime to number Jace on the sideline on a vertical. He's the only guy open. The only guy's got a step open on any of our five guys. And he puts it on the money, which was as good a big-time throw, I think, helped our season and him. That we went on down and won that drive and then tied the game up. But, I mean, listen, quarterbacks, how they play and why they make mistakes, that's fine. But the other things are doing very well. And also because of his creativity and legs, he helps our offensive line so much and how we get out of things. And I watch how he practices every day, and I watch him have success or not success. And, you know, I quarterbacks don't make mistakes at times. You can't. If I would do that, I'd have had to pull Jace out of the game four times. I'd have had to pull the wide out. I'd have had to pull the two tackles. I'd have had to. So we all magnify on the quarterback because he does touch the ball. But at the same time, you can't. Every mistake they make, they can't be willing to get jerked, because if you do, you can't play.
Yeah. And you got to learn. And overcoming adversity is, you don't grow unless you overcome adversity anyway. You're never going to get there unless you experience adversity and overcome it.
We in this society, I said yesterday in the press conference, guys who make mistakes and all of a sudden come back and play well, we don't appreciate how hard that is in the game. Mm-hmm. That we underestimate how hard it is to make those adjustments in the game and do what we do and how we play. And that's part of it. There's no quarterback, you know, should they have been Tom Brady the other day? I joke about that, and he's not Tom Brady. I'm not saying that.
Right.
But everybody goes through it, man. It's all part of it. It's all part of growing. And you got to have faith in guys. And people say, and if not, then I think Nick is a phenomenal player. That's just my philosophy on things. And when I think the reasons they're making mistakes are drastically unfixable, or it's issues with your eyes about looking at rush and not reading coverage and not being fundamentally sound, you know, sometimes there's risk takers. You can say, now, why does he take that risk? Why does he make that play? Because then he comes back the next series. And it's a fine line. You got to have a feel for your players and know your players and what you do daily.
Jimbo Fisher with us on ESPN 97.5. Now, this week, this is historically a week that the rest of the country looks at the SEC and says, come on, really? But I want to tell you, well, LSU's playing Rice, and they're really strong. Alabama's got the Citadel. You got University of Alabama, Birmingham, UAB. That ain't no bye week. I'm going to tell you that right now. That's a good football team you guys are playing.
Dude, it's a great – on defense, we're number one in sacks, number one in third down and fourth down defense. They're number three in total defense, number four in scoring, and number five in tackles for loss. And they're 9-1 and 25th in the country. They run the football. They got a rusher that's almost at 1,000 yards, 900-some yards. They've been behind in two or three games, come right on back and play. I mean, beat a North Texas team who beat the heck out of Arkansas. Beat La Tech, who played LSU extremely tough for three quarters, then beat them bad. I mean, this is like another SEC football team. We have to go play. This is a very, very good football team.
Yeah, they're beating people 52-3, 42-0. I'm going to tell when they scheduled this coach, it looked like because they're just coming back. But man, did they come back in a hurry with some good football?
You always do there. That's cool. As I know, knowing my relationship in Birmingham and knowing very much of that school, it always has. I mean, that school has always been able to get players. They got guys. They get kids in school. They're committed to get them there. There's a football haven in Alabama that they, you know, it's important there. So, and they're well, and they're very, Bill Clark does a heck of a job coaching these guys. And when you watch the film on defense, they're trying to break down where to go on offense. Well, that, you got that. Well, man, if they do that, that causes that problem. I'm talking about these guys are really, really well coached, and they're big up front. I mean, their nose guard, 6'5", 6'6", 350 pounds. They got a 6'8", 275 pound defensive end. They got another 6'6", 6'7" end. Another guy inside is 320, the back. I mean, these guys, it's a very, very, very good football team.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Coach, you almost, you know, we're heading toward the end here of this season and getting back into the SEC. Of course, you knew about what the SEC was all about from your days at LSU, obviously. But what's it been like being back in the SEC this year for you?
I mean, I love it. I really do. I mean, usually every week, you know, you're going to have to strap it up and play. The venues, the environments in which you go to, I mean, they're second to none because ball means so much. Ball means so much in this league. And it's not, you know, and I think that's what the difference is. You know, the SEC, it just means more. It does. You can tell that by the crowds, by the people, wherever. I mean, everywhere you go, every stadium you go into. And there's great players. And, you know, as I said before, there's tons of skilled guys, there's tons of great players. But everybody, especially who we played this year, the defensive lines and fronts that we faced has been amazing.
Hey, Coach, before we're about to put you on, can we put you on hold? I need to run in there and just say something to you real quick. Just ask you a couple questions real quick, if that's okay with you, before we let you go.
Yeah, sir, that's fine.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, that's Jimbo Fisher right here. Lance has got a little private conversation going on with him, apparently, that he doesn't want anybody else to hear about. Coach, we appreciate it. Thanks for hanging with us here every week on ESPN 97.5. That's going to be a tough one, I'm telling you. Of all the teams that the SEC is playing this week, and this is like historically they played this week, and it's more or less, let's just get, you know, somebody in here.
Yeah.
And break up the SEC schedule. Well, you know what? They made a big mistake scheduling UAB.
I'm going to bring a 9-1 team in here who's 7-0 in conference. And Coach almost coached UAB at one point. Remember way back when, it was like 2006 or so, he was with LSU. And he was on the verge of coaching UAB, and then Alabama, like, somehow, some way, the people in Alabama like, hey, we don't really need UAB being legitimate. So they stepped in and allegedly nixed the deal. But Coach was on his – then he became at Florida State head coach and waiting behind Bowden. But he was almost a UAB head coach at one point. Allegedly, they had agreed to $600K a year.
But there's some weird thing where Alabama people are like, we don't need UAB.
Why didn't you bring this up before?
Because you guys don't ask me things.
No, as the producer, that's your job to
he
be.
He talked about it earlier in the week. He kind of laughed it off, but it was a story. I mean, I thought you would have done the research.
No, I thought I didn't hear that. So maybe as a producer, you could actually add something to the show. That'd be great.
Well, I thought you
maybe.
Would have
done No, that'd be great.
If you type in Jimbo Fisher UAB, the story comes up.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, great. But I didn't type that in, so maybe you could have said, hey, type in. Before the interview, you could have said, hey, type in Jimbo Fisher and UAB.
I've never prepared
That's what a producer does.
I don't prepare you for producer. Interviews. I thought you would have prepared yourself.
Producer.
Well, if I was the host, I would ask that question.
Okay. All right. Yeah. No, good producing there.
All right.
7:30 ESPN 97.5. Time for me to not talk about Jimbo and UAB. It's time for me to talk about GiveMeTheVin.com.
Is that on Google? Can you find that on Google too?
Yeah, like I can. Right here. It says GiveMeTheVin.com. Oh, John Clay Wolf. He'll buy your car. How about that? Thanks. Yeah, I didn't need you for that one, but thanks.
Well, didn't need me for
Yeah, good producing there. Yeah, way to go.
Just Google.
GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com. What I need you to do is go to GiveMeTheVin.com, and John Clay Wolf will tell you what your car is worth and your car or truck or whatever it is. And then you've got a starting point. And if your dealership ain't giving you that, which they probably aren't, what they like to do is short you on whatever they can give you for your car so that they can resell it for a lot more. And then give you off of that astronomical amount that they're asking for that new car. So they shortchange you over here, and then they go, well, we'll give you more off over here. Well, whatever. Get as much as you can here. Get as much as you can there. So that's what you do. You tell them, oh, okay, well, that's what you're going to give me. Well, guess what? We'll do the deal through the dealership with John Clay Wolf, but he's going to buy my car. How's that? Yeah, we can get that done. All at GiveMeTheVin.com. Get the most you can for your vehicle at GiveMeTheVin.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, you can't talk to Lance because he's still talking to Coach. Boys,
so
what's he doing?
Joined us at 7:15. We're going out in 20 minutes of him having to talk to one of us at least.
Oh my God, Coach is like, can he get off my?
I gotta call a quarterback to recruit. What's going on? I don't want to talk to Zierlein.
That's just Well, what about your left guard breaking down and his elbow's not in the correct spot and his hip isn't opened up quite? Oh, stop!
Still on the phone. I can see him in a reflection.
Can we stop, please? There's a lot of stuff to get to, Dell. There's a lot of stuff. One of them. Did you happen to see Michelle Herman's Twitter account?
Has she responded to Zach Smith? But I have not gone to look at the coach's wife's account.
So here's her Twitter account. Michelle Herman at Bella TJH, followed by Zach Smith.
Was that a new follow?
This is her profile page. Mm. Followed by Zach Smith, hashtag OKCoolHook'em.
Oh, so she's all in.
With the horns.
She's all in.
She is all in. And you would think, I don't know. I guess she's standing behind Tom. It's about that life, right? It's about that life.
Well, according to Zach, and we heard about it with Courtney Smith too, that allegedly they didn't want to lose a life as coach's wife, so they're going to stand behind their man.
Yeah.
That has been, we don't generally hear about coach's wives' divorces unless it's really brutal. And apparently the Zach Smith thing was as brutal as it comes, and she hung on for years. And our last guest, he was one of the few that a divorce becomes a public matter.
Right.
Yeah. But it's usually coaches' wives stick by their guy.
Yeah. For the most part, I would say, yeah. But in this instance, she's all in. but that she's hashtag okay cool hook'em. The okay cool hook'em with the horn sign t-shirt is out already.
It's an odd thing. I know Tom Herman responded that like that, and people like it. It's an odd thing to glorify that the response was to your coach being accused of being a serial philanderer, and his response is, okay, cool, hook 'em or whatever the hell it is.
Right.
So we're just going to wear that on a t-shirt. I get it. You're going to back. That's. It's like every university and program is like a cult. When your coach is winning, you'll back him too. He stops winning. So we got to wear a shirt. But you know the whole thing is, he's being accused of being a dirtbag, right?
Right.
And that was his response.
I don't think this is a shirt for University of Texas people. I think it's a shirt for all the opponents.
But I feel like University of Texas people, I know what you feel like, but his wife feels a certain way. And I think Texas people will wear that shirt as, hey, you got nothing on us type of thing.
I don't know. Yeah. Or we don't give a rat's ass what you say about us.
Yeah. Because we're 7-3. Is that the record now?
It kind of, though, is a reminder. If you're in the opposing stance, it's a reminder every time Tom sees it. Oh, crap. This is all about me being a dirtbag.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm telling you, pro sports, particularly college football, it's so weird. He's our guy. We're going to back him until he loses a game we don't like. And then the okay, cool, hook 'em thing is not so fun anymore.
Well, and his wife is using it.
Yeah.
She's using this and saying, okay, you know what? Come at us. Come get some, Zach Smith.
It's a rallying cry until it's not. Oh, look who's back.
Oh, here comes. Oh, my God. Here comes Thunder Sticks. Oh, no. Here comes Aggie Lance. Okay.
Gig'em. What's up, guys?
So how long did Coach join us for?
He's got recruits to call.
And a practice schedule to plan out.
I was trying to help him with some of his recruiting and some of his special team stuff. I just noticed some flaws in some of the coverage.
Are you a handler for a recruit in town?
I mean, you can't be. Mike Zuerlein's, they've got some players over there at my brother's school, and they got eliminated from the playoffs, and so now...
Then apparently they don't have players over there.
That's actually pretty... Although my other son, I was at a...
Either that or they're lacking coaching.
So I was at the straight Jesuit game against St. Thomas Raiders, first week of the season. I'm looking at all these players on the field, I'm like, well, these guys are pretty good.
Yeah.
And I know... Rick Smith's son is a football player over there. He's not on varsity. I think he's on JV. And so I texted Rick to see if he was in the stands watching. And we started texting back and forth about some of these players. And he knows a lot of these guys real well. He goes, yeah, that tight end's going to Northwestern. That running back's going to Arizona State. That guy. I'm like, man, they have some dudes at this school. Like, and I think they're still undefeated, but I don't watch that much. If it's not my brother's games, I don't watch that much high school. Everyone assumes that I'll get direct messages on Twitter all the time. You need to start watching this guy. I'm like, let me see where he's from. Is he from Buffalo? Is it Louisiana Monroe? Is it a player from D2?
No, I played for the Woodlands.
It's a sophomore. Yeah, it's a sophomore at Katy, running back. Like, I don't. I can't miss this. I'm not doing this.
No.
500 guys to get through. I'm not.
No.
Why am I going to start fussing with a high school running back?
Stop already, high school. So you and Jimbo good? You guys going out to dinner?
I was mad at you, and I had to clean some things up.
That's not true.
Was he asking if you can get him an okay cool t-shirt?
Okay cool t-shirt?
Did Jimbo want one of those
Jimbo
shirts?
Jimbo thought John went a little too hard on Tom Herman yesterday with his jokes, and he just said, I'd appreciate if he cleans it up.
Okay cool, hook
him. This is a big fraternity, and I want Texas to do really, really well, and they want us to do really, really well.
Listen, I want to tell you, filter. I have not asked one coach we've had... Cliff and Jimbo, and we're going to have Dana, although I might ask Dana. So what do you think about all this Tom Herman stuff?
I'm surprised you didn't have to ask Cliff. Well, he just got beat, so
just got beat by him. I don't want to do that. So after the game, Cliff, did you see all the stuff that came down? Did you see all that? Yeah, I don't want to do that. Cliff is done for the year, though. He's not going to be on next week because they got a Thursday game, I think, against Baylor. So he's going to be preparing. So we had Cliff this year, but he said absolutely awesome, and I'll be back on next year.
So this is really, I do feel kind of bad for Tom Herman in the sense that he's clearly gone through. If there's something going on in his background, he will have already gone through that. if you assume everything Zach Smith says is the truth, this is nothing that, like, this is done to embarrass Tom Herman and to embarrass his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, in his mind, you ruined my career, so I'm going to try to ruin your life as much as I possibly can. That's mm-hmm. Zach Smith's thinking, mm-hmm. clearly. Tom Herman has already, if we assume everything that Zach Smith said is true, or even parts of it, then he's had to go through that with his own, you know, inside his own relationship, if that's all true. And so bringing this back up is just doing nothing more than trying to embarrass him in front of the nation and, most importantly, people at Texas and stuff like that. Do you ever feel bad about this being a platform? Not intentionally, but because of Twitter, because stuff like that would have never come out 8 years ago, even 2010. Twitter was out. I guess I started using it in 2008. But really, 8, maybe 10 years ago, this kind of stuff that Zach Smith has to say, that would have never gotten out. You know why? He could have gone to a writer at Sports, because number one, the standards for writing are much, much lower now. And the standards for what you report are much, much lower. No one's worried. It's just salacious. Yeah. Gossip. Is there any gossip place?
Would Sports Illustrated print this? No.
No. Because they would have said, A, do you have corroboration? And B, does it have to do with football?
It's personal.
It's personal.
We're not going to cater to personal
Twitter,
vendettas here.
Twitter
yeah.
Allows for that.
Yes.
Like it's and it's something I really don't care for about Twitter. There's a lot of good things that come from Twitter. I think the ability, I think it's hurting people like Jalen Ramsey. It's hurting certain players who take to Twitter to spout after every loss or whatever, and it causes dissension amongst, you know, for a player with his own fan base, with a player inside his own locker room.
Right.
That's a big concern.
Yeah, no, we can talk about that more on the other side. It's hurt Kevin Durant. I think it's the world we live in. And everybody's got a voice now, including Zach Smith, who is not, by all accounts, a very good person. I mean, and I you know what? I hate to...
You know, sometimes you can just tell.
Yeah, he's just not a great guy.
You can tell. Like
you're
that,
very perceptive, John.
I don't know. But I don't hate to say that people aren't good people.
But
Zach Smith has a lot of check marks on that side.
Like, the more I found out about the guy who was in the fight at the restaurant, just the eyeball test told me huge douchebag. But, you know, he was drunk or whatever he was. And I thought, maybe... There's a chance he's not a bad dude. He just had a really bad day and has temper control, you know, impulse control issues and a really bad temper. The more stuff, and I got even more.
Oh, yeah.
He is a my read was 100% correct. There is nothing. It's sometimes you just know. And I think with Zach Smith, we just know.
Right. My read was 100% off last night as I had San Francisco in that football game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought, and listen, Nick Mullins played
like
okay.
The Giants, you can't stop them.
Yeah, well, if you're the Texans and the 49ers, otherwise you pretty much do. So here's the deal. If you're looking for a great way to play and win, get paid, mybookie.ag. Mybookie.ag has all of the games. They have more than that, though. It's unbelievable, all the stuff that you can bet. If there's something that you can gamble on, they'll put a line on it. Don't trust me. The midterm elections, they had lines on every race everywhere. It was unbelievable. And if you're looking for a great way to play and have fun, win some money, all you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio. It is simply awesome. I love it. You will too. Put in the promo code radio to match half of your initial deposit. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
Goes out to all the kids going to school.
You got the kids going nuts right now
because yesterday was Veterans Day, so yeah. they didn't hear all the filth and flooring yesterday.
Ooh,
so we hit them with some Baby Shark.
What? My kids went to school yesterday.
Yeah, what?
I thought kids don't go to school on Veterans Day.
No,
I go to school on Veterans Day.
Really?
We're saving time.
Grandpa
for a
Shark.
Oh, they got Grandma.
You didn't know that?
Grandpa Shark.
Yeah, I think I did.
Grandpa Shark.
Great Grandma Shark. Where's everybody?
Ooh. Let's go hunt.
I told you it's a
grandpa shark put in a stint.
No, it's run away, do-do-do-do-do-do.
Run away from the sharks. It gets dark.
I told you. So that it would fit Lance's idea for the Starks. Because run away would be the Lannisters coming after them.
Before you get stabbed. Your pregnant wife gets stabbed in the stomach.
We got to at HBO or at Game of Thrones or whatever it is to make sure they get that started.
Yeah, we can bring back Ned for the bit.
It'd be nice.
And Catelyn for the bit as well.
Yeah. And then it shows, it's cutting away from Ned. You know, they do cutaways into stuff that actually happened in the show, and they show the guillotine come down on him.
Yeah.
That'd be a nice
run away.
And then you see, Sansa and who's the other one? Arya. Like, run away.
That does that. Oh, look. Esteban says his daughter loves that. Sweet. Yeah,
the totally kids love it.
Oh, the kids love it. Dell's just doing things for the kids. Hot Cheetos and Takis is for the kids.
That's really for not Dan Holden. He loves that song for whatever reason. It's the show theme song.
Yeah. It's still one of the best. Because the kids, if I'm being honest, it's way better than Lil Xan or Lil Pump or any of the guys who are making money rapping are basically 100 times worse than the kids singing about Hot Cheetos and Takis. Those kids are substantially more talented.
Mm-hmm.
So,
speaking of talent.
By the way, you know the Aggies punter? What do you think he averages a punt?
Oh, I have no idea.
Braid Man, 51 yards a punt.
That's pretty good.
That's an average. That's insane. You got 40 punts averaging 51 yards.
What did Jimbo think of him?
We didn't ask him. We don't ask him about his punter typically. I'm guessing he's pretty excited about him.
That was part of your off-air conversation.
Well, he's a junior. Should I say, Coach, are you ready for your you think he's going pro?
Well, why wouldn't he?
Is Michael Dixon a senior or junior? I know he's like 24 years old, a Texas punter.
Yeah. Why wouldn't he go?
Swaggy P.
What's the difference? Just because he's a punter, if he's one of the best in the country, go pro. Why shouldn't a punter go pro after?
That's a good point. I don't know. Hell? Why are you trying to get kids to leave college early?
Hey, why are you pocket watching the kid?
Michael Dixon did leave early.
Yeah, but he's like 24 also.
He's only 22.
Well, he
did come from Australia, but he's not one of those 80-year-olds who come over. He was of college.
You sure
age.
He was just 22?
Looking at his age right now, 22 years old.
He's all swaggy too. He was the one with the girl. He's the guy that would be, you'd either really like him or find him annoying because he's. Oh, I can't believe I took you, Gail. It's crazy. Yeah, I can rugby punt.
She's crazy about me.
Oh, she loves me. She loves the Australian stuff. Hey, why don't you come take a taste of this Vegemite? I'll put it somewhere very, very inappropriate.
You seem to want something salty.
Would you?
Mm. Oh. The kids. You're talking about me?
Oh, does your boyfriend have a flip-flop tool inside the 5-yard line? Mm. Oh, dude, you see what I did to Missouri? Oh, absolutely buried them the whole time.
Like I'll bury your girl.
I body bagged Drew Locke. I can do the same thing to your girl. I can put her in a bad position just like I did Drew Locke.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
I can back her up too. He was backed up against his own end zone. I can back up against her end zone.
Mm.
Like, hey, Michael Dixon, can you please stop making runs at my wife?
Mm-mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Who did your wife love more during that game, Michael Dixon or you, during the bowl game?
Oh, she was over that bowl. I don't think she cared.
Oh, she didn't care about it.
Did she
Texas.
Did she do the backpack thing like Tom?
Tom Herman?
Yeah. Walk around with his backpack?
Well, that's how swaggy he is. Mm-mm-mm. Don't hate on it.
I don't know.
Someone had a helicopter. He does this.
It was kind of douchey. It was a little bit.
I liked it.
A little bit.
I liked it.
Yeah, because you're Longhorn Lance.
See, you called me Aggie Lance earlier.
Well you're
flip-flop.
I'm just for every
you're
school.
Thunder Sticks.
I'm for all schools in the state of Texas and all teams. I like Spurs, Mavericks. You know how we're told that you're supposed to like all the teams.
Horny Frog? You're a Horny Frog, too?
When they're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good teams. You should be Mustang Lance because SMU is the front runner to win their side of the division now.
I didn't see that coming.
After U of A's lost to them and then lost to Temple, SMU wins out. They get to play UCF.
That Coug defense needs to step up a little bit now.
Well, you know who's their defensive coordinator?
Who is their
DC? The worst defensive coordinator in Miami football history? Mark D'Onofrio?
Oh, is he? Well, it didn't go well last week. They gave up like 7 rushing touchdowns.
No.
That's not preferable.
I mean, Houston fans are getting a taste of what Miami fans got a taste of for 5 years. They're not thrilled.
Did Ed end up playing last week?
No. I saw him on the sideline messing with his chain. He did not play.
I don't think we're seeing Ed again.
No. Probably. And you know what? If I'm Ed?
Game time decision. Game time decision.
Yeah. If I'm Ed, I'm like, mm-mm, don't need this no more.
No, Ed's I'm probably going to shut it down.
I'm good. 756 ESPN 97.5. Let's catch up on our breaks. We've given you the word today. A little bit later in the show, we are going to enter you and your chance to win a staycation at the Houstonian. And if you've never done this, because Lance and I have both done this, if you don't win, it's something to think about. It is awesome. It's a great way to get away from the kids or even bring the kids. Christmas at Houstonian is something special. So you're looking for something to do. Win this. And it's even better because you're doing it all for free. Let's talk right now about Renter's Warehouse. Renter's Warehouse, Rich Drake and the folks over there at Renter's Warehouse. You may have rent-a-phobia where you're scared of renting out your house. I don't know why you would when you've got the – here's the – they're like the Ghostbusters, right? They can take all of your fears away of renting out your house to someone else because they'll vet them. Then you choose them. They'll give you different options of people that want to live in your house, and then you choose who it is, and then they stay on top of the thing the whole time. And they have their, I guess there's other places that rent out houses. I don't know, I guess.
Yeah.
But no one has the system and the infrastructure that they have at Renter's Warehouse. The number of people that not only, you know, trying to sell and rent houses, but that maintain the houses, maintain. Yeah,
and that's the real key is they, you know, your house is important to you. Well, it's important to them too. And for $99 a month, they will make sure that your house gets all the attention that it needs. And that means from finding you good renters, background checking their payment histories, taking care of any issues that arise with the house, and making sure that they are the professional landlords of rent estate. They're your rent estate agent, and they're your professional landlord, and they do it all for a low fee of $99 a month. Stop paying into your home. Let somebody else do that, and let your home pay you. That's what you can do with Renter's Warehouse. Call today, 713-224-RENT, and find out what your house will rent for today, or just go to renterswarehouse.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.